Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Movement for Democratic Change founding President Morgan Tsvangirai says Zimbabwe's economic problems can only be overcome if President Robert Mugabe's legitimacy is resolved.
There is no way you can resolve the economic problems that this country faces. So first and foremost, resolve the political crisis, and the economic benefits will fall thereafter.
President Robert Mugabe today visited the conjoined twins at Harare Hospital and congratulated the team of 50 doctors and nurses that surgically separated them in a delicate 8-hour operation.
I think it's very significant and very important, because how often do you do something that the head of state will notice? And so I think for the whole team,
And the MDC renewal team de facto leader Tendai Biti says President Robert Mugabe and his ruling ZANU-PF party have no capacity to rescue the economy from sliding further into recession.
They've grossly failed. They've disastrously failed. They promised to create 2,256,000 jobs, which means that in 1 year they ought to have created at least 450,000 jobs.
A Movement for Democratic Change founding President Morgan Tsvangirai says Zimbabwe's economic problems can only be overcome if President Robert Mugabe's legitimacy is resolved. Critics also believe that Zimbabwe should address various political issues and fight corruption in order to turn around the ailing economy. Our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Officiating at the launch of a campaign for jobs organized by the youth wing of his party, Tsvangirai said the country's current economic crisis is largely driven by the disputed victory of President Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party in the 2013 general election.
This is not an economic problem. Zimbabwe is not facing an economic problem. Zimbabwe is facing a political crisis. The political paralysis is resolved. There is no way you can resolve the economic problems that this country faces. So first and foremost, resolve the political crisis, and the economic benefits will fall thereafter.
Mr. Mugabe won last year's national elections by a wide margin in polls that the former premier claims were rigged. ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo told the Daily News newspaper yesterday that his party is willing to engage opposition parties with a view to find solutions to the problems affecting the country, but insisted that Mr. Tsvangirai must first accept that Mr. Mugabe is the legitimate leader of the country. Mr. Tsvangirai said lack of jobs in the country is now posing a security risk to Zimbabwe. The MDCT leader claims that more than 300 companies have shut down since the last elections owing to the economic meltdown.
This country faces a very potential time bomb. Understand that unless there is a new direction and a new policy thrust, this country is doomed, and this country cannot create even one job.
President Mugabe promised ahead of the national polls last year that his government would create more than 2.2 million jobs if ZANU-PF was re-elected. Acting chairperson of the MDCT Youth Assembly, Costa Machingauta, told the jobs launch meeting that most youths in Zimbabwe are now resorting to using drugs due to lack of jobs. Machingauta criticized the ZANU-PF government for failing to fulfill its promises.
Clearly, most of the youth are in vulnerable employment, an indication of poverty among young generation in Zimbabwe.
Gumbo, however, told Studio 7 over the phone that his party is working flat out to fulfill all its election campaign promises. Political analyst and chairperson of the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, Dewama Vinga, told Studio 7 by phone from Johannesburg, South Africa, that the ZANU-PF government needs to tackle a lot of issues, such as fighting corruption, in order to improve the country's economy.
The challenge has to do with the de facto aspects of effectively and properly running an economy.
Mavinga also urged MDCT youth to engage the majority of people with a view of conscientizing them on the need to create jobs in a nation where observers say the unemployment rate is believed to be hovering around 80%. The MDCT Youth Wing also took the opportunity to launch its website that it says will be used to collect data of all unemployed youths in the country, as well as relaying information to its membership. The government says the country's unemployment rate is pegged at 10.7%, and the economy is likely to grow this year by at least 6%, but international finance institutions say the economy is likely to grow by less than 2% in 2014. It says it needs more than $27 billion to implement its economic blueprint, the Zimbabwe Agenda for Sustainable Socioeconomic Transformation, or ZIM Asset. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.